It was in 1998 when we were having a great party to celebrate the 50th anniversary of women getting degrees in Cambridge. And a couple of women who'd been up in 1939 came and showed me a photograph of some skeletons. And they said they'd been excavated when they had been students in 1939 because they'd found them when they were putting in air raid shelters. What I'm hoping to do in this excavation is to locate exactly where the air raid trenches were in the first place, which will give me a much more exact handle on where the burials were. What we're doing is bringing children from schools to have experience of working on an archaeological excavation and also to get some idea about Cambridge. And these are girls who might consider applying to the university, so it's a part of our school's outreach programme as well.
So they're staying in Newnham College and we're giving them a chance to really make some new discoveries for themselves.
We're not happy with it, basically.
No. Okay. I didn't realise we were about it. Archaeology is a great subject for raising young people's aspirations and confidence because they can have a go at something new, see how new knowledge is created and experience it for themselves.
Where is
it? I think it's quite interesting because it kind of combines geography and history, which I love. I love both of them. And you just get to find out what happened before you and what your ancestors did and stuff like that.
We've only dug half the trench, the original trench now, so we're just digging down and down and down trying to find something Roman or a grave, hopefully.
I thought they'd have just buried a couple of things for us to find and we'd just be brushing them a bit, but it's a lot more practical than that and a lot more hard work. I didn't realise we'd be digging down a metre and a half, which is even harder than it sounds.
There's so much to do and it hurts your back, but I guess it's for a good reason.
Could be William.
Need a magnifier.
I think it does say William on that side. The W's missing, but it says I-L-L-I-A-M.
Right, so that's...
Co. C-O-E. Oh. And then that's why it says William's
1700s, W-C. Anyhow, so it's 18th century. Again, it's the same sort of date that everything else is...
That's why it says W-C, so William Co.
Maybe when the a building was here. Push.
There are two main periods we seem to have a lot going on in. One is the 17th century. All of that pottery, that sort of relatively modern-looking pottery we had coming out, we've now had a pottery specialist look at that, and it pretty much all dates to between about 1500 and about 1720. So what we think we've got here is some sort of 16th and 17th century farm. Then on top of all of this possible air raid shelter and the 17th century story, what we've also got is a lot of Roman settlement. We've got masses and masses of Roman pottery.
So this is all trench one.
Before we started digging here, we had no knowledge of there being anything here before the college was built in the 1870s, between then and the Roman period, basically. We've now got masses of finds from the nearly 1,000 years between the Roman period and the college being built that we had no idea there was anything like that here before.
It's really nice to have a go at living in one of the colleges, even if it's just for a week. It's a great opportunity to like, look at how the universities work and what it's like to live there.
Oh, it's beautiful, the buildings and the accommodation's nice, the food's nice. It's really nice to be able to come here.
I love Cambridge, it's so pretty and green and all the people seem nice here.
I thought that a lot of private school people would come and they'd all be a bit snobby, but the people here are so nice. All the fellows and the ex-graduates are so nice and really encouraging us to apply.
It does feel like you're a proper student here and learning here and finding out things and discovering things.
And the independence of it all. You get so much independence, being away from your parents and be lucky to make your own choices here.
I've really enjoyed it. It's been really fun learning about how to do it and everything. And it's opened my eyes to like new careers and things like that.
I think the week's been fantastic. It hasn't got exactly what I expected, but then you never find what you're looking for when you start digging an archaeological site. But it's turned up all sorts of things that we never knew were there, and particularly all the 16th and 17th century stuff, which is a complete surprise.
looks like the college wasn't the first people to be living here for 1,000 years after all.